I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head up to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota, Jamie Peckelder, Conservation Officer, and let's talk about maybe Big Stone and Traverse and then some dual county lakes. Okay, Jamie?
Sure.
First of all, Big Stone, north side, still giving up the far north end, some walleyes, and then perch kind of in the middle, or what's changed?
Kind of seems like, you know, in this last week, the fishing has slowed down somewhat there. The walleye bite is still present, but it's kind of scattered all the way up and down the lake now. It doesn't seem like it's concentrated up north at all anymore. And for perch, that there was a really large mass of people down in just south of Hartford Beach. And now that group has kind of started moving to the north a bit. There's still a pretty good mass of people south of Hartford, but now there's a pretty good group of them north of Hartford as well.
And the lake pretty easy to move around on, no pressure ridges or big heaves in a lot of places?
There's some very small ones that are navigable. There's some bigger ones further south on the lake, but so far getting around hasn't been too bad.
Had a chance to talk to anybody, Schultz, or be up at Traverse at all?
Yeah, Traverse is it's still pretty slow. Just haven't seen a lot of activity. There's a few people out there, but catch rates are pretty low. Getting around out there is tougher. There's a lot of big heaves out on Traverse.
Okay. Well, Dual County, I know some guys have caught a few walleyes or perch out of Bullhead. Round gives up a fish now and then. Alice, Clear Lake, what do you see out of Dual County lately?
Alice, I just haven't seen much for people out there. Occasionally, you'll have a few people out there right in the evening going after some walleye. And they'll get one here and there, nothing too crazy. Clear Lake, haven't seen a lot of activity out there. Most of the activity in Dual is going to be in that Bullhead and Round area.
And maybe Bullhead's a little harder to get a rig in?
Yeah, let's see. There's going to be a little challenge there. I'm trying to remember what it's like getting on that access, but otherwise, it's not terrible bad.
Okay. In Round Lake, I think the weeds have laid down, and I've heard of an occasional walleye, but it seems like most caught are over 20 inches.
There's some nice fish in there, and there's a pretty good bunch of them, but they are tough to get. A lot of food in that lake for them, too.
And all the way down in that southeast corner, that fish lake that has a good population, do you know anybody that ever tries that?
I ran down there yesterday and took a look at it, and very few people down there. The people that have been fishing it just haven't been catching much, but the population there is real strong according to the lake surveys, but just haven't seen a lot of fish caught.
Jamie Peckelder out of Grant County, a conservation officer, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and any fishing lakes standing out or steady, giving up fish?
You know, I don't think we have anything standing out. There's people are still fishing, you know, pretty hard on some of the lakes. I would say Bitter Lake's probably our best bite. And that seems to be, like it was last week, a night bite, evening bite, going through the night. They're catching some walleyes, maybe a handful of perch mixed in, but overall, you know, I'd say it's not that great a bite, but they are catching some fish.
Any of the other lakes that aren't normally giving up fish, is new lakes turned on to a bite of panfish or walleyes?
You know, not really. That North Hazleton, there's still people up there, and that's been pretty spotty, I think, over the last week or so, catching some perch, and others are not, and it can be changed from day to day. If you might catch perch one day, and the next day you go to the same spot, and you might not catch anything. So pretty spotty overall, I would say, on that bite. And really, you know, I haven't heard of too many other places going. What surprised me is people are starting to try Pius a little bit. You know, that's been pretty quiet. We know there's some decent perch in there, as well as Opitz would be another one that we expect those fisheries to really take off, but so far they haven't.
Is Wabe getting good pressure?
Yeah, there still continues to be a fair amount of people on Wabe. I would say the bites overall is pretty tough. You know, at times some people have done well, but other, for the most part, I'd say it's, you know, it's a struggle. You're catching a couple fish here and there.
When you go on the game fishing parks and you look at the closures around the lakes, there's a little yellow triangle there, and that just pretty much lets you see the street and the avenue where that body of water is, unless you know where the highways and stuff are. But is it fairly easy to meander and figure that out, or what's your feeling?
You know, yeah, if you print out those maps, you can see where it's going to be. If you blow it up, it'll see where it's crosshatched on the water. It'll give you kind of an outline of where it is. But the big thing out there is you're going to have to look for the signs. There's the red and signs with the white lettering. They should be, 220 feet, if I remember, or 220 yards apart. So you should be able to see a pretty decent line and where you can go and where you can't.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the offices of the Game Fish and Parks in Sioux Falls. Biologist Dave Lucchese and Dave around the Brookings area. Oakwood, is that still giving up some fish?
Yeah, you know, East Oakwood has been producing some perch, you know, decent perch and a few nice walleyes. I did hear one report of people catching a few nice perch on the West Lake, but you know, all of these lakes right now are just spotty. It seems like I get one good report and two or three not so good reports, but other places around the region, Whitewood's been putting out big walleyes. I mean, 4 to 5 pound fish. They're fat, and people are fishing them right up against the shore in about 3 feet of water. Bobber fishing them or tip up fishing them. They're getting some nice perch in the mix and some northern pike. But once again, you got to pick the right day. Friday seems to be the best day so far. It probably won't hold this week, but Thompson's been pretty quiet. You know, east and west Highway 81 have been quiet. Sinai, I was out there on the weekend. A friend of mine caught some fish on Friday out deep in about 30 feet of water, and there was a pretty good bunch of shacks out and about around there. And we went back on Sunday, and it was slow. We had two small fish, and that was it. Now, Lake Madison, further south, has been producing some walleyes on the west end there. There's a pretty good crowd of shacks out there, and they're decent fish. I think they're 14 to 17, 18 inches long, and so that's been pretty good. Further south, it's been kind of quiet. Beaver Lake over by Humboldt, I guess there's been people fishing that, and they've been picking up a crappie, a perch, a walleye, you know, a smattering of fish here and there. Also, Lost Lake south of Humboldt there has been putting out a few perch, and I did just hear a report of some crappies coming out of Lake Alvin. And traditionally, they're small, but this year, you know, in our surveys, we saw some nicer fish in that 8 to 11-inch class.
Dave, that catch and release lake down around Humboldt, what's the name of that for walleyes, catch and release?
That's Twin Lakes, and that's been really quiet this winter. Some winters it's good for perch, and other winters, you know, you get the guys going after the big walleyes catch and release out there. But it's been kind of slow this winter.
Do you think a lot of the lakes from Brookings south are full?
You know, it's a mixed bag. You go out in the northwest corner of the region, and you know, water's kind of low, and then you get around Madison, you know, Ponset, that area, and the lakes are full and flowing out. Hey, before I forget, one more lake a person might want to consider. They've been getting some walleyes and perch on Spirit Lake up there, so it's a little bit out of the way, but once again, mixed bags. Some people are catching them, some people aren't. But
so,
there's been some nice fish.
Out of Spirit, but not out of Mud across the road? They're connected, aren't they?
I haven't heard anything on Mud this year.
Okay.
The people that have been up there have been fishing Spirit.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fiersted here with some additional outdoor information. 21st Annual Grass Lake Conservation Club's Ice Fishing Tournament is held this Saturday on Dry Lake or Grass Lake. Fish either or both lakes from 1 to 5 p.m., $10 entry fee, and the headquarters is the sidetrack there in Florence. Again, this Saturday, 1 to 5 on Dry Lake or Grass Lake. The next Saturday, the Elks Lodge having their ice fishing tournament on Lake Kempeska. It's 1 to 6 p.m., a $5 donation, five $100 cash drawings for walleyes. Every time you weigh in a walleye over 13 inches, you get a ticket, and they draw for prizes there. Also, $50 cash prizes if you're not even fishing the tournament. So the Elks Tournament, Saturday, February 10th on Lake Kempeska. Condi Fire Department's Coyote Calling Contest, February 9th and 10th. Rules and registration and taco feed, 7 p.m. Friday the 9th. They're at the Condi Fire Hall. A lot more information on this and payouts. If you want some more info, call Dave DeBarge, 228-7817, or Tyler at 269-1553. Another event on February 10th, the second annual Webster Wabe Granville Knights of Columbus Fishing Tournament. It'll be held on Enemy Swim, $25 for adults, $5 for a child. And if you want some more information on that, you can call Mark Ermer, 881-2258, or Ryan Rasmus, 695-5947, in that tournament on February 10th. Also on the 10th, South Dakota Trappers' 4th Annual Ice Fishing Tournament. It'll be on Indian Springs, and a lot of information on that tournament. For more of that, 532-5812. That number again, 532-5812. Then on January 11th, a Sunday on Lake Kempeska, it's a free youth ice fishing derby. Stokes Thomas City Park is the headquarters. It goes from 1 to 3 o'clock, registration 12:30 to 1. Free hot dogs pop, lots of prizes given away for the kids. For more info, call 882-6260. The Watertown Park and Rec and Dakota Sportsman Club puts that tournament on. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fiersted. Now we travel up to the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, the conservation officer, Coddington County, any of the lakes give up fish at all in the last week?
Guys have been out on Kempeska there trying her. Some are finding a few fish out there. Nothing real fantastic, but guys are finding a few fish out there.
I know Stink Lake north of Long Lake has seen a lot of perch fishing on it.
Yep, it sounds like guys are doing decent out there for perch. It sounds like they're in that anywhere from 7 up to about 12 inches.
Yeah, no real big ones I've heard.
Nope, but it sounds like pretty good action up there for the most part.
I know Goose Lake has given up some nice catches of occasional walleyes and perch, but I think on the average it's been kind of tough to find the fish.
Yep, that's what I've been talking to guys, that's what it sounds like, is when you find them, they're nice, but you don't catch as much for quantity-wise.
Clear Lake by Thomas, have you been by there, Kyle?
Yeah, two guys are doing decent out there. They're having to search, but when they do find them, it sounds like they're, once again, they're doing pretty good and getting some decent numbers of fish, too, so...
Well, you have moved into the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks from the Clark, but are you still covering Clark County and Coddington?
Yep. I cover both of them right now, along with some of the other guys. So,
well, any lakes between Swan and down to Indian Springs doing any good at all for fishermen?
They're all Swan, Reed, Dry Lake. They're all giving up Indian Springs, Dry Lake 2. They're all giving up some fish, but nothing real fantastic. It's been pretty slow all winter, and Dry Lake number 1 north of Clark there probably had the hottest bite for a little while there, but that's has since kind of died off since that last cold spell, and guys are getting a few out there yet, but nothing real fantastic, and most of the ones that they were getting there were that 11 to 13 inches, and with the occasional 15, 16 incher thrown in.
Dry Lake by Willow Lake, has it been a little bit slower this year than in past?
Yep. And guys are getting a few out there. It's just that it's with the ice season, makes moving around to find them a little difficult and travel a little difficult, because there's at least three big ice heaves out there that have impeded traffic a little bit or travel a little bit there. So,
Mankey Slough, either side of the road, is anything coming out of there?
At the beginning, first ice there, they were getting a few out there, but that has since kind of shut down. That first big cold spell we had kind of shut all the lakes down over here in Clark County.
Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer out of Coddington and Clark Counties, thank you. Now we travel to Esteline. Hamlin County conservation officer Dan Sternhagen and Ponset, has it got pretty good pressure almost every day of the week?
Yeah, there's a fair number of fishermen out there. It's probably my busiest lake that I got. Going out there and talking to some of the anglers that are out there, they're doing decent. A lot of people go to the crowd and kind of fish around there. I could check 100 shacks and the success rates are down, but the people that are reporting that they're catching fish are doing fairly well. So the name of the game out on Ponset is keep moving. If you can't find fish, keep moving. And once you do find them, you'll do pretty good.
Is any crappies in the mix at all coming out of Ponset?
I heard the other day that a few crappies were coming out. They still kind of remain as that bonus fish. Most people are out there targeting the perch and then the nighttime walleye bite. The crappie that do come out are of nice size, from what I was told.
Well, from the very west end of Hamlin County up to the Clear Lake at Thomas, any other lakes producing?
Gosh, it's been pretty dead all year so far. Going to like Fate Slough, Three Buck, not very many people. I know there was a couple people on Three Buck the other day trying to target some northerns and got a few out, but nothing tremendous. Going up towards Clear, there's a few people with permanents still out there. I think they're mainly locals. But that fish bite's really died off. I just don't see the crowds that I was seeing about a month ago out there. So,
no real pressure on Lake Albert?
No, that's actually been almost non-existent lately. I haven't seen a shack out there for a few weeks now. Talking to some guys, I think the access on the off I-81 has been pretty poor, and I haven't been by the north access to see how that is lately either.
Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel out to the pier area and talking to Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks, and the Goose Shelter, or the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, is up north of pier on Grey Goose Road. But how about the goose numbers and flight patterns of last week?
The numbers seem like they're hanging in there. In fact, I've had seen some reports from some guys, or that heard some from guys that were actually seeing birds come back from the south. They kind of got stalled out, I think, a little bit with the snow south of us, but the numbers are still pretty decent. We did see, last week, these birds went into all of a sudden an afternoon flight. It's getting a little bit better. Instead of waiting until 4:35 o'clock coming out, they're coming out around that 3:45, somewhere in there. There's still some come out before noon, but not a lot. Kind of makes it tough, I guess, for the hunters, because they're coming out like that. The birds are heading to feed, and they don't want to play the game with them, I guess.
As far as any open water at all up above the dam on Oahe?
They do have a couple little pockets. I was just over in the Okobojo area this morning, and they've got some water there that they've opened up. The birds have been able to keep open. There was a couple that I could see that today. I don't know if there's any more further upriver or anything, but you get down towards the dam, there's a few more little spots where the birds are sitting on the open water yet, and of course the river itself is open.
Well, this is one of those years where probably you don't have to worry about food being available because of the lack of snow cover.
Yeah, that's one thing that the birds are, it's kind of been tough though. They might be in corn, and then they go out to a black field or, you know, wheat, that type of stuff, because they don't really need to work to find food, and they don't really need a lot of food, I guess, either.
Well, if they have questions, can they call the Goose Trailer?
Yeah, they can give us a call here at the trailer. It's area code 605-264-5380.
Tim Withers out of the Pier area. Thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.